Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
And welcome to another weekend of Focus on Community. Happy weekend to you. Frank Rush here, along with the folks from Tarot Women's Club today. They are here. We have Kim and Melissa Doty. How you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Yeah? Okay. So tell us who's who with what now. Kim, you do what?
For this event, well, for Women's Club, I'm actually just the shoe... I organize the trips to the schools for the shoe bus. That's my total job.
You don't have an official office time?
No,
or
no.
You're the one who just said, didn't say no fast enough for
That's
the interview
right.
today. Is that it?
That's
okay.
right.
All right. Melissa, what's your official position?
Actually, I am a recording secretary.
All right. So we do have some people here that...
And I am the co-chair of this event this year.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about this a little bit. Everybody is kind of famous for the fact, everybody knows you from the Evening of Art and Wine, which because of things and changes and locations, this, that, and the other, that's kind of in the past. We've kind of moved on to something new and exciting. Last year we did something a little bit different, and this year we're doing something different yet again. So tell us exactly, what is Sip for Shoes?
It is a wine pairing dinner, and we are holding it at the Country Club. So there's four courses paired with yummy wines.
Yeah, I was going to say, not me. Any wine's good with about anything. I'm like, okay, so as long as you get the bottle open, it's all good. But so we're going to actually learn a little something while we're doing this, right?
Yes, we should be. We should be learning a little something.
And this is going to be a very good dinner too, right?
Yes. We're actually going to bring the shoe bus to the event so they can see it as they come in. They'll pass around appetizers with champagne, mm-hmm. and then go on the courses from there. We'll have several artists that'll be out in the front area. We're trying to still stay with the theme kind of art and wine, but mm-hmm. it's smaller. So we're having like four artists. And all that starts at 6, dinner at 6:30.
Talk to us a little bit about the shoe bus. This has been something that the Tarot Women's Club has been doing for quite a while now. How long has the shoe bus been going? It's been, I don't know, a couple of years, right?
I've been in it for 30-some years. It's been going even before me. They did it out of someone's garage, and it's progressed to this, where now we use the school corporation, put our shoe bus there, and every Thursday we travel to the schools and shoe children in need, K through 12.
And that's kind of the important thing about it. I don't think a lot of folks really understand just how much of a need there is for what you guys do.
That's true. We've given 1,200 pairs of shoes. That's a lot of shoes.
Oh, yeah.
When you're thinking, and these are tennis shoes, so that they're able to use them for class, gym class and such. Yeah.
And the kids come to you how? Who determines?
The school nurse or the health assistant, they are the ones that email us. Mm-hmm. The email goes to our Women's Club email, and then I get it from there. I schedule the runs, so that we're not wasting gas on our runs. We do it in a logical way, and I do that every Thursday.
And, of course, when we talk about the shoe bus, you guys get a lot of help from a lot of different areas. I mean, because this is expensive.
It is. It costs us about $30,000 a year. That's what our budget is. So, yeah.
And that includes shoes, socks, and then the actual operation of the vehicle itself.
Exactly. They get two pairs of socks with their shoes, and one pair gets on their feet right when they step on the bus, and second pair they take home. They all need shoes.
Tell us a little bit about how you, because obviously you get a little bit of help from some of the retailers here too, right?
We do. Academy of Sports is our main goal. Mm-hmm. They actually brought a lot of their people from upper management came down last year and rode the bus. Oh, and wow. And were able to see exactly what we do. And they've given us a lot of good deals.
Now, of course, as we talk about this, in the amount of money you need every year, mm-hmm. this event is not about being all down and out. This is a fun event.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, we all have a good time.
That's right.
So Melissa, let's talk about this a little bit. Getting the younger folks involved in this, you guys always want new members for the Tarot Women's Club. to help out with this project too, right?
Yes. So we actually did an event in the fall. It was a called Brews for Shoes. Mm-hmm. And that, I thought we got a lot of more younger people to attend that event and were interested in helping out with it as well. And we thought something close to it, but a little more higher end was a wine pairing dinner. And yeah, our...
And that's the something about this, is that a lot of folks in the community, a lot of times, the main reason they don't get involved is because they just don't know about it. But if they talk to you guys, they can get involved with you and all the good work you do every year. It's not that hard.
Nope. It's super easy to join, and you just have to, the only requirements are that you have to ride the shoe bus 4 times a year. So it's not a lot of work if you want to help out in the community.
You don't necessarily have to drive it. You just have to ride it.
No, you don't. Yes. I have to drive it this year, but yes.
Okay. And that's the thing of it, too. I mean, it's not cheap to keep the bus on there because it's a big-sized vehicle. Mm-hmm. It's literally a shoe store on wheels.
Exactly.
Which is kind of neat. The neat thing is, too, is that I think a lot of folks will say, oh, well, shoes, that's a good idea. But socks are important, too.
Yes.
And that's something that these little kids, in a lot of cases, they don't have that either.
They don't. We get fire victims, too, where they've been burned out of their house and have to make emergency runs. We do that also and make sure they have shoes and socks.
Wow. And you guys have literally helped thousands thousands over the
year.
You know? And it's kind of amazing as to just how this is all done. How many members have you guys got with Tarrant Women's Club to help out with this now?
What are we at
I want to say 47 active members currently. And then we've got a couple, like, I think 4 or 5 new members this year.
Yeah.
All right. And that's still a lot of work for 40, 50 people.
Yes, it is.
You know, so again, now this event is coming up when now?
It is May 4th at the Terre Haute Country Club at 6 p.m.
All right. And for folks, if they want to get involved in this, what do they do? Website and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, our website is theterrehautewomensclub.com. Mm-hmm. They can email us at terrehautewomensclub@gmail.com or reach out to us on Facebook.
All right. And now again, now you guys have had one event before this back in the fall.
So are
we going to have another event coming up later on this fall too?
Yes, we're actually going to do the same Brews for Shoes event in the fall. Not sure of the date yet on that.
Well, that's okay. We still have a little bit of time to plan on that. You know, that's okay. So, all right. But again, the shoe bus is something that's pretty important throughout the area. And you guys, like I said, it's not cheap to run because you got to have the shoes, you got to have the socks, then you've got to actually put gas in this thing.
That's right.
And get it around.
Yes.
And with that said, then you folks obviously need donations all the time. So that's even if folks can't make it to this.
Yes, you can make a donation. You can get a corporate table. The table seatings are 8 at mm-hmm. a table. For a corporate table, it's $750. And for individual tickets, it's $75. And you'll be seated. You know, we've got seat placement, so it's not like you come in and have to pick a seat. We'll set you where you're supposed to go.
We will tell you where you need to go.
Yeah, that's right.
And we will not make you sit next to somebody you don't like.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. So, okay. Now, when's the deadline for getting your reservations in for this?
It's April 11th for the corporate tables, but you can buy the individual tickets all the way up until the day of the event.
Okay. All right. And of course, when we talk about the shoe bus too, is this mainly just elementary preschool kids? What are we looking at age-wise?
They're kindergarten
here?
Through 12.
Okay, so it's everybody then.
It is. The older kids are a little tougher to get on that shoe bus and shoe, but it's just because of they have more of a conscience, I guess, by then. So they don't want people seeing them get on. Yeah. So our bus is not marked. So nobody really knows, just a van that pulls up in front of school. And
with the help from Academy Sports, too, we're talking regular, decent shoes here. We're not talking about something that's just kind of like no name, no how. But
they
were actually nice, stylish stuff.
Yep. We have Nikes to
Adidas,
Asics. What else is in there?
You do have a regular shoe store on there. Yeah. All right. And how many shoes did you say you've gone through?
1,200 through the year is what we usually give out. 1,200 pair, and then double that amount of socks.
And of course, the need and the demand isn't really getting smaller. It seems like with any project like this, it keeps growing every year, doesn't
it? That's right. And at the beginning of the year, I was having to go 2 times a week to fill the demand. We're back down to the once a week now, but yeah.
And for folks who maybe don't think about this a whole lot too, or maybe have wrong ideas, all the schools are included. I mean, there's not one school that's kind of left out because you have a need in every one of the schools that are in the county.
That's right. I mean, we go as far, I guess, north as Fayette and south as Hoosier Prairie, which that's quite a distance. So you can imagine the gas we go through too.
Yeah. So, and of course, if folks in the outlying areas kind of like what you guys are doing and think, you know, this is kind of a neat idea. If folks want to learn from you and maybe do something like this in their own communities and some of the outlying counties, and they're, I'm sure you'd be more than happy to show them how it's done.
Oh, sure. I just have to contact one of us or even get on our website and write something. We'll get back with them for sure.
All right. Well, Kim and Melissa Doty with the Tarot Women's Club. Again, it's called the Sip for Shoes, and it's coming up Saturday, May 4th. It's a wine pairing dinner. And again, details can be found on the website at tarotwomensclub@gmail.com. That's the email address. Or you've got like Eventbrite's where you can also go on there and get your reservations, buy your tickets and that kind of stuff. And of course, if you need anything more on this, you can always take a look at our website, listen to this back as a podcast, and we'll also have details there on where to get a hold of folks. Thank you for coming in today. Appreciate it. Good luck with this. Sip for Shoes again, Saturday, May 4th, a wine pairing dinner with the Tarot Women's Club, and proceeds, of course, benefit the Shoe Bus. It's going to be a good deal. So we hope to see you again next week here on Focus on Community.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.